White. Greenville, Michigan, January 29, 1868. Dear son Edson, I have time to write you but a few lines. You say you need drawers. If so, let me know. If those knit ones do not fit, write me and I will, the first opportunity, send you the drawers you need. You did not mention the stockings I sent you. I sent you 3 pairs. I hope you will get them, for they will be just what you need. We returned from Wright Monday. Sabbath, the house was filled. Sunday, all the people could not get in, and several sleigh loads drove away. I think that those who have been hesitating about having a new meeting house will cease their objections now. Our meetings were most solemn. Several started to serve the Lord. The husband of Sister Perkins, also a young man by the name of Frost, came forward for prayers. Brother Hall's wife attended the course of meetings right through. If we had not had appointments ahead, should have remained 2 or 3 weeks holding meetings right along. Many bought books and are reading, investigating. I never saw better attention. The angel of God seems to be impressing hearts with the truth. A great and solemn work is before us. I did not have time to visit Brother McDearman's, met them in meeting, only spoke to them several times. Their Emma is, I think, the best girl in Wright. I hope, Edson, the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness will be the first with you. Maintain a godly walk. I was a little surprised at your expenses. I think sometimes you will never be qualified to manage business at all yourself, for you do not show wisdom and judgment in any of your management in anything you engage in. You are hopeful and lay large plans, spread yourself as though doing a big thing. Imagine you want everything an experienced workman intending to engage in and carry on a large business would want. Buy everything you think there is the least possibility of your ever needing. And then have all on your hands at last, a drug, and in debt for the same. What is ever going to teach you, I don't know. My courage and hope for your succeeding in any business is very faint. Somebody, at least, will have to do all the managing. You have, it is true, a few years before you are of age. What character you may develop in that time remains to be seen. When you were in debt and you knew it, how could you, Edson, rush on, take painting lessons and this, that, and the other? I am heartily sick of all this. I think if ever you are to manifest judgment and prudence, it is time to begin. How are you, with your present disposition to scatter means, preparing to take care of anyone but yourself? And you don't begin to do that. At your present slow rate of learning, you show by your management to everybody that you would never make an economical helper anywhere, and that you would never accumulate enough to warrant you to have a wife. Think you any woman would link her destiny with yours when you had plainly shown you could not even manage yourself and pay your own expenses? Let me tell you, Edson, there are enough that understand your prodigal habits so well they would not suffer a fine young girl to be any way deceived and give her affections to you when your own course of life in regard to the management of business shows you have 20 outgoes where you have 1 income. I do not write this to discourage you by any means, but I write that you may now stop and reflect, and make up your mind whether you are going to put on a man's judgment, or be as changeable as the wind, with no fixed purpose of your own. It is time for you to change now. Turn a square corner, and realize there is no virtue in your being benevolent when that means given all comes from another. Husband your means. Why things look so discouraging is you got into debt while I was writing earnestly to have you keep out of debt. I am troubled. Troubled. Your fruits in the future alone will give me surety that you are a changed boy in regard to the expenditure of means. Your mother. Write immediately.